Communities in West Virginia and other Appalachian states have some of the highest overdose death rates in the country. Data from the DEA's ARCOS database, which monitors the distribution of prescription opioids and other controlled substances, simply confirms what those of us working in the field of opioid use disorders already know, that our communities were flooded with prescription opioids, that Appalachian and other rural communities were disproportionately affected, and that the widespread availability of these drugs led to extraordinary increases in opioid-related deaths. States like West Virginia are now dealing with the second wave of this crisis, as individuals dependent on prescription opioids have transitioned over to heroin and fentanyl. For us, the question now is, do we have the resources and the commitment necessary to solve this public health crisis that started with the widespread distribution of prescription opioids?